You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mental health has been an ongoing problem within New Zealand society. Last September, a UNICEF survey revealed that New Zealand placed 38th out of 41 countries in the OECD surveyed for mental well-being. The 2018 wellness budget revealed a detailed plan to help assist mental well-being, but recently the progress it has made has come into question. This week, it was revealed that psychologists in New Zealand are having to turn away patients as there aren't enough trained psychologists to deal with the demand. Today I spoke to Gaynor Parkin, clinical psychologist and CEO of Umbrella Wellbeing, about psychologists having to turn people in need away. In the interview, I asked if this was a systemic issue, what the government is doing to help, and what are some possible solutions. I started off the interview by asking why psychologists had to turn people away.
The answer's fairly straightforward, which is that we have more demand than we can respond to, so there's not enough clinical psychologists in New Zealand currently.
Are there more people needing help now, or is this systemic to the health sector?
It's probably both. So because we've done a good job probably in the last decade or so of de-stigmatising people seeking help for their well-being and mental health and kind of life issues that come up, we do know that more people are reaching out for mental health and well-being support. However, as you said, we also know that there's a problem with our clinical psychology workforce, and we've known that for some time. We're not training enough psychologists year on year, and the demand for clinical psychologists has gone up over the last decade or two, and so there's that real mismatch between what the workforce can provide and what's needed.
Is this an issue that is locally focused to a certain region, or is this a nationwide issue?
Unfortunately, it's nationwide. So we find that there are demands for clinical psychologists all over New Zealand, and the shortage of psychologists is all over New Zealand as well.
In 2018, the government announced a new plan for mental health support. Recently, however, the progress of support for mental health has come under question. Do you think enough has been done, people both looking for support and those providing it?
No, absolutely not. I don't think enough has been done. I think we're being, again, too reactive, and we're not doing enough proactive planning to make sure that the workforce can respond to increased demand. And we've known that this is an issue for a while, and I think initiatives have to be faster and more creative than they currently are. So in the UK, they have an initiative called Improving Access, which is a government initiative looking at how to increase people's access to clinical psychologists and other mental health professionals. And Australia has a similar one called Better Access. We don't have that in New Zealand, and we should have.
So that's a solution looking at just providing a better alleyway for people to access support.
Yeah, and both of those programs are looking at how to train more professionals to be able to provide the service that's needed. And I know in the UK, where I have colleagues, they have dramatically increased the number of training places available for clinical psychologists to try and address this more quickly.
So you've mentioned that we're being way too reactive in the way that we're dealing with mental health, and that this sort of system could work to provide more training. But in your opinion, are there any other solutions that the government could enact to help support the mental health sector?
Yes, so there's lots. So one really key initiative, as I said, is increasing the number of qualified professionals that we have available. Second would be we don't do a very good job of supporting psychologists and mental health professionals in doing the work that they do. Most of us who work in this area set up our own networks and support, but it would be great to see some more funds around that, about how do we better support the well-being of our professionals. We need to look at better creative solutions. So, for example, most people who are seeking help end up in one-on-one help, and it's We know that group support can be helpful for people, so looking at those initiatives would be useful. As you know, we have some evidence that digital help can be useful for people, so we don't necessarily need the person sitting in an office with a psychologist or a mental health professional. They might be able to access the support online or via text or via some really clever initiatives that are looking at engaging young people in a gaming environment where they learn mental health skills at the same time. So there's lots of things that we can do to scaffold and provide other forms of help around expert mental health professionals like psychologists.
That was Gaynor Parkin, clinical psychologist and CEO of Umbrella Wellbeing, on the need for more psychologists.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.